At the end of Parashat Kukosai, the Torah ends, the end of Sefer Vayikra, Eila HaMitzvah Sheshiva Hashem Es Moshe El Bnei Yisrael Bahar Sinai. So it says, Eila HaMitzvah, these are the mitzvahs that God commanded to Moshe. So Chazal deduced, only these and no others. Ein Navi Rasha L'Chadesh Dava Me'ata. That only Moshe Rabbeinu could give us mitzvahs. Nevi'im can't give us mitzvahs. They give us Horasha, Eliyahu Bahara Carmel. But mitzvahs are only related to Moshe, like the Rambam writes, that the only reason we do Mila, not because of Avraham Avinu, it's only because it was given to Moshe at Har Sinai. So, in fact, when speaking of Mila, actually, the Pasuk in Yoshua says about a Mila Shenis. And they learn now about the mitzvah of Priya. It seems like Yoshua added to the mitzvah of Mila. They only had Mila, and he added Priya. So Tosi says, how could a Navi add to it? A Navi adds to it. It's Kaya Misra. A Navi Rasha Chadesh Dava Meyata. So Tosis must demand that HaKadosh, that Moshe already knew about the change and it was already built into the system, that Moshe already knew, said, he told Yoshua that when, at this time, you add the mitzvah of Priya, it was already told to Moshe Rabbeinu. Or we find by Ezra with the Ksav Ashuris, that when he came back from Babel, he changed the way the text of the Sifrei Torah. So, what about Tosia Torah, Rambam's cloud, Torah is never going to be changed? That's what the Rishonim ask. So they quote the Pasuk, Mishnah Torah Hazos, Ksav Sha'asi Lishtana. So we're not there, no, that was also built in, the things that Moshe Rabbeinu already knew about. That it's not new things, and Moshe already knew that when Ezra comes back from Babel, he's going to change the text. He knew that Yoshua, who is with Moshe's Rabbeinu knowledge, is in fact like they explained by the mitzvah of benching. Originally, Yahweh was the man for Moshe Rabbeinu. And then later on, when Yoshua entered Eretz Yisrael, they added no Delacha. With David and Shlomo, they added Bonei Yerushalayim. But it was Moshe Rabbeinu already knew that they were going to end up adding to the Bracha of Eretz Yisrael and the bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim. So it wasn't like a changing the Torah. So all those changes are made. So we see by Ksav Ashuris, Mila Shenis, all the different types of Birkas Hamazon, and the Rambam writes, the only mitzvah today left that's going to be changed, the only mitzvah in our Torah, when he talks about the Ari Miklat, that now we have six, but Lassud Levo, the Torah tells us we're going to have nine. So that's the only change left. The rest of the time, you need only Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what the Rambam's Yud Gimel Ikarim. He's the Ava Nevi'im. He wasn't the first, but since he was the greatest in terms of Nevuah, that only he could see HaKadosh Baruch Hu face to face, only he was on the Madrega, and therefore, because if other Nevi'im were just as great as Moshe, greater, so then the Torah will always change. Well, God said to me, I should do this. And if the working assumption is that Moshe Rabbeinu is the Ava Nevi'im, and no one's greater, if you change the Torah, you're a Navi Sheker, so it's already built in that the Torah will never change. And that's what the Pasuk reminds us at the end of Bikkur Kassai, Eila Mitzvah, Sashat Tziva Hashem Ez Moshe, El Bnei Yisrael, Ein Navi Rasha, Chadesh Dava Meyata. The Torah only comes to Moshe Rabbeinu and nobody else.